Listening Library presents The Great Death by John Smeltzer. Read by Lorna Raver, with an introduction read by the author. Here's John Smeltzer.
Author's comment on The Great Death. You know, growing up, my Indian grandmother, her name's Mary Walia Wood Smeltzer, she and her older sister, Maury Second Chief, used to tell me this story about how when they were little girls, their village was hit by a plague. A disease that was rampant across Alaska. It was killing, you know, about 70% of all Alaska Native peoples. And they told me, they used to tell me all the time these stories. Sometimes I even recorded them. I think I still have some audio and visual recordings of them telling these stories. And, you know, they always asked me to write them down, and I just wasn't writing fiction. I just didn't know how to write a novel. And finally, I decided it was time to write this book. Prologue. As Western Europeans settled Alaska, they brought with them diseases against which the indigenous people had no natural immunity. At the beginning of the 20th century, fully two-thirds of all Alaska Natives perished from a pandemic of measles, smallpox, and influenza. No community was spared. In most cases, half a village's population died within a week. In some cases, there were no survivors. It was the end of an ancient way of life. Natives still refer to this dreadful period as the Great Death. This is the story of the two last survivors of one little village, two young sisters who had to save themselves, and in so doing, save each other.
There is no agony like bearing an untold story inside you. Zora Neale Hurston.